Sean, if you thought I was a tough cookie as a teacher, I'm even tougher as a tutor. And I don't feel too well today, so don't play me. We will work every Tuesday and Thursday of this summer until your grammar is perfected.
Cool.
I'm glad you have such a positive attitude about it.
Dad, I got 10,000. That's my high score.
Page 39 in your text.
I'm not playing no more. I beat you a million times.
I don't need a
test no more. Hello, baby. Oh, how you living, Deshaun?
I was fine until Miss Gibbon Wang took away my Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Don't you even dream about it. Let us begin. In the sentence, Penelope and Percy play purple piccolos at the park, what is the adjective?
Penelope.
No.
Percy?
No. The adjective is purple. Penelope and Percy play purple piccolos at the park. The adjective describes the noun, remember?
So, in the sentence, you are boring, boring would be the adjective which describes you.
Furious would be more like it.
I just asked you a question.
Ask! It's ask! It's a verb, not a hatchet.
Why don't you give up the thing,
stop
man?
Because
you
bone gun.
Stop it.
You're not beating me.
I haven't had to play.
I'm
hogging
down.
I'm
beating
him down. I'm trying to play.
I cannot compete with that stupid contraption.
Baby.
Whitley, how could this game be stupid when every kid in America wants one?
What they need to do is develop a cartridge that teaches grammar.
Yeah, make it fun like baseball. See, the noun could be the batter, and the pitcher could be a verb.
And every time you get an answer right, it'd be like a home run.
I'll be with that.
Well, see, look.
Dwayne, I can't believe my ears.
What?
You of all people should know that only a teacher, a human being, can give a child guidance, verbal stimulation, personal attention, and most of all, love.
Whitley, you hate kids.
Still, I can do more for a child's mind than some machine that goes bleepity bleep.
Yeah, but we can't turn you off.
That was all right. I liked that.
Honey drippings, I just got my grades back. 4 A's.
Damn. Took me 5 years to get 4 A's.
Maybe this is gonna increase my chances to get on the Hillman Law Journal. Do you know what that means?
You're gonna make me read a lot of boring articles.
No, that's not what it means. It means that this could be my first step on my road to getting a clerkship to the Supreme Court Justice. Baby, these articles are read nationwide, and they reflect profound judicial thought.
I love sleeping with you.
That's exactly the kind of sexism I'm going to use as my inspiration to get on that law journal. My article is going to be called Clarence Thomas. He's just no Thurgood.
I really love sleeping with you.
Kimmy, Kimmy, I have a medical question for you. It's very serious.
What's wrong?
Could I be allergic to children? I knew you were gonna laugh, Kimberly. Think about this, I'm serious. Every time I'm in a room with those kids, I get this nauseated feeling. I get these pulsating hot flashes and migraine headaches. Is it warm in here or is it me?
Whitley, how long have you been feeling this way?
A month. Feel my brow. Do I have a fever?
Come on, come on, come on, calm down. Now listen, there's no such thing as being allergic to children.
Oh.
Okay, now you've been feeling this way for a month, right?
Right.
Have you ever felt this way before?
No.
Are you late?
For what? Kimberly? Kimberly. Dwayne and I are very careful. We're adults, for God's sakes.
Well, Whitley, you know, it's possible now.
Thank you, Doogie Howser, for all your wonderful advice. But you need to go back to med school. Excuse me, I have to throw up.
Hey, baby, what you doing up?
I couldn't sleep. What are you working on?
This computer program that's gonna help out kids like Deshaun. I'm calling it Grammar Boy.
Huh?
Grammar boy, that's catchy.
Yeah, well, the program itself is very complicated, but the main concept is to teach grammar as a baseball game. Ooh, come on, play with me. Play.
Oh, I don't really. I'm not in the mood.
Shut up. Come on. All right, now. You're the batter. You're standing at the plate.
Right.
Just like in baseball, you don't know what the pitcher's going to throw you. Could be a fastball. Ooh! Could be a curveball. Or in this case, an adjective or an adverb. Now, every time you swing, you have a chance to complete a sentence and make a home run.
I don't understand. You're the genius.
Well, honey, just know that I'm going to market this. It could be our big break. And someday, maybe even our children will be playing Grandma Boy in their classrooms.
Someday. Is there any pepperoni pizza in the fridge?
You've been eating like a cow lately, baby.
I have.
Yeah, but it's about time you put a little weight on you. I like my woman beefy.
I'm beefy?
Yeah, well, just a little bit in the behind and in your face, Dad. But don't worry, beefy suits you.
I'm taking the stupid pregnancy test. I'm positive it's gonna come out negative. I don't even care what the results are. Shouldn't it be done by now?
60 more seconds, Wes.
All the medical technology in the world, and it takes an eternity to decide my fate.
I thought you weren't worried, Whitley.
I'm not.
Good, so I won't bother to check the results then.
Fine. Talk to me. Distract me.
Okay. You know, I've been, like, really having these strong feelings about Spencer, and I just wanted to ask you...
Time's up. Go check. I'm not even gonna look at your face when you come out. All right, Kimberly. Lay it on me. No, wait. Okay, now. Go ahead.
Whitley, you have nothing to worry about.
Thank you, God.
You're gonna be a great mother. Exciting! Oh my God, I'm going to be can I be in the delivery room? Oh, please. Please,
Kimberly.
What?
I'm not ready for this. I'm 24 years old. I don't have a job. And we're flat broke. Hello?
Oh, come on, but you're gonna be great.
No. What is Dwayne gonna say?
Oh, come on. Dwayne is gonna be thrilled. You know he wants kids. Oh, God, I'm so...
The directions. You didn't read those instructions right.
Whitley, they're 95% accurate.
Then they're...
95% accurate.
Then there's a 5% chance, and I've got to be sure. I want a second, third, fourth, and fifth opinion. How much money you got on you?
About $40. What?
Okay. You go by every pregnancy test they have left. I'm going to the bathroom.
Whitley, how many times can you go?
I'ma go till it comes out negative.
Hey, Ron, I gotta run, man. I gotta meet Whitley. I just got the best news of my life.
Oh, well, then have a seat. I'll be the first to know. Remember, I'm your homeboy, Whitley. She's just your wife.
All right. I've been working night and day on this computer program that's gonna skyrocket elementary education. I'm talking pure genius, Ron, and Konishiwa, they wanna buy it.
Congratulations, partner! I always knew that you'd have your name lit up across some little computer screen someday.
No. It's bigger than that. Konishiwa is crazy about using baseball to teach kids grammar. All I gotta do is make it through one more meeting with the big wigs, and if it goes well in there, I'm coming out there with the fat pockets like poop, 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 ping.
Wait a minute. Do you know what this means for us? We can finally be business partners. I mean, me with my high concepts and you with your little scientific methods. This is a million-dollar match made in heaven. How this is exciting.
Ron. Oh, hold it. Business partners?
All right, Wayne and Johnson. My motto is no need to be petty when you ching ching about to get paid. That's all right.
Wait a minute, what does my computer program have to do with you?
The baseball game. It was my brainchild, remember?
Oh. Hold on, baby. You gotta have a brain to have a brainchild.
What does that mean? I came up with the whole thing.
Oh, come on, Ron, no offense, but the guy that was watching Ben Franklin fly the kite doesn't get cut in on the electricity deal.
Maybe that's because Ben stole old boy's kite. I let the record show that it was my idea.
Ron, the idea came from a simple conversation
Not
we had.
The idea, was... my idea.
You wouldn't know a good idea if it jumped up and slapped you in the face, boy. What are you talking? You know what? If it means that much to you, I'll give you 5%, but I'm not going to be able to carry you this time.
Who asked you to carry me?
Ron, come on. We both know every time something good happens for me, you get jealous unless you get to tag along, okay? I'm not going to be able to do it this time, baby. I've been carrying you since we met. Ron, what do you want?
You think I'm jealous of you?
Oh, hey, you know what? I think you're crazy. I got to go. Let's drop it.
No. It's too late to drop it. Let's put our cards on the table, brother.
You want to get real?
Yeah, please do.
All right. Well, I always got finer women in you. I got better grades than you. I graduated before you. I got married before. I got married to the woman you sweated throughout your whole college 6-year career. Shall I go on? You want me to go on with this?
No, let me go on for a while. See, the problem is that feeling a little threatened. Let's not talk about us then. Let's talk about us now. See, my club is bringing in cold, hard cash. Now, I, Ron Johnson, am lending you money because you can't pay your phone bill or even provide for your woman.
So what if you lent me $200? It's the least you could do. The only reason you ain't fat is from all the exercise you get opening and closing my refrigerator door, okay? Tell me something, Shorty. Does that light bulb really go out when the door closes, or is that your shadow blocking the light?
Now you counting favors? Well, you need a little food here. Have you some food here? Hey, have you some money to go buy us? Take the whole thing.
You ain't gotta go.
But
that
somewhere,
way.
You know, I don't know. I got this crazy notion that brothers, we're supposed to carry each other.
Ron, I have a wife. You breaking my back?
No, baby. I think that's the chip on your shoulder.
Kimberly, seriously, now that's not really pink. That's more mauve. Actually, it's desert rose.
Whitley, it's pink and it's positive.
What's this one supposed to do?
Whitley, it says plus or minus, and it's a plus.
Okay, now this...
Whitley, they all said the same thing! Mama, 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 mama!
Whitley! Hey, baby!
The tray! Hey!
I want to chill him in my own time. Don't say a word.
Hi, Dwayne.
Just taking out the garbage.
Man, why you make her take out the garbage, baby?
She likes it.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Dwayne?
Oh, man, I'm sorry I snapped at you, sweetie. Today started out to be the best day of my professional life and turned into the worst day of my personal life.
Wow. What a day.
Yeah, Kanishiwa loved the idea. They want me to propose it to the entire board of directors tomorrow.
That's great.
And then Ron starts tripping about the computer program. Instead of giving me my props, you know, that little... He had the nerve to claim that the baseball game was his idea.
Well,
nothing, Whitley. I worked all night on that thing. I executed it wrong. They don't have the brains to put that together.
Good point.
And if he gonna trip like that, I say, let him go. Let him go. I can't be stressed about it. I refuse to be stressed out about
this. Breathe, Dwayne, breathe. No. All you need to think about right now is your presentation.
You're right. I'm so glad I got you, baby. Did I ever tell you how good you look in pink?
Kimberly, Your smile is a mile wide tonight. What's up?
I just found out that my best friend is bringing a new life in this world.
Whitley?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yeah. She hasn't told Dwayne yet. She's a little worried about money.
Oh, well, you see, that's the problem with Americans. Everything has to be planned by the tick of the top. Well, you see, my parents, they had 5 children and no money. But when my parents found out that they were pregnant with me, Nothing but tears or joy could stream down my father's face. That's how I'm going to be with my wife.
Here we go again.
Don't pop your car now. You see, I'm not going to ask you to marry me again.
Really?
That's right. My heart can no longer take the blows.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Spencer. I mean, I've been really thinking a lot about us lately, and being with Whitley today kind of made me realize how, well, why am I even saying it? I mean, you're not going to propose to me, so why?
Stop teasing me. Now I'm a very sensitive man.
Okay, I won't say a word.
All right. So, hold on. What you're trying to say is that if I were to ask you to marry me tonight, your answer might be different from the 20 other times you said no?
I don't know. I mean, you haven't asked me tonight.
Sit on right here, woman. No. Look in my eyes and tell me that you'll always love me.
I will always love you.
All right. No. Look in my eyes and tell me that you never make me cut my dreads.
I will never make you cut your dreads.
No. Look in my eyes and tell me, please tell me, that you will marry me. I can't wait all day, you know, one.
I would love to marry you, Spencer Boyer.
No.
Yes.
Yes, the woman love me. Oh, God, I'm the happiest man in the world.
Freddy. Yes.
She said yes.
Great. What's the question?
We're getting married.
You're getting married? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Oh, my God.
Hey, are you forgetting someone?
Oh, baby.
I'm gonna be a little grouchy for the next 9 months. That's too negative. I'm with child. Formal. You knocked me up.
Hey, you lose your key again, man?
Nah, it's just stuck. I got it.
Why don't you let me help you,
man? Nah, I said I got it. Your back is broken, remember?
Whatever.
Where's my key?
Have a baby. Can you guess who?
Whitley, got good news, baby.
Me too.
I got good news. You should have seen me in there today. All the big wigs were there. I tore it up.
They liked you?
They loved my idea. I'm so pumped. I went right into there and I played grandma boy right in the president's office. I'm so pumped.
Let's go play it right now.
Right now?
All right. Okay, there's a noun, right?
Right, give me a noun.
All right.
Ah. Ah, that's good. Now the ball is a verb. Give me a verb.
Am.
That's good. That's right. Got it.
Okay. Now here's the tricky part. The adjective.
That's right. It's the type of spin that the pitcher puts on the ball. So pitch me that adjective, that last adjective. Come on, any old adjective, baby.
Pregnant!
Put them all together. What do you got? I am pregnant. What?
I am pregnant. Touchdown.
Baby's gonna have a baby? Mm. Oh, really? You never look more beautiful than you do right now. Oh.
I don't know what kind of mother I'm gonna be.
You're gonna be a great mother. Come sit down. Slow. Come on, sit down. You're gonna be a great mother. I'm gonna be there with you all the way.
I was scared to tell you because I didn't know how you'd feel because we don't have any money.
No. Baby, that's my big news. Kanishiwa doesn't just want to buy my idea. They offered me a full-time job. Starting at $80,000 a year.
Ha! Oh, you deserve it, Pookie. Now our child has a future.
But there's a catch, baby.
Now one little big catch.
One little big catch. We have to move to Tokyo. Hey, black people!
Plain, plain.
Hey. She's having my baby.
Congratulations.
Yes. Mama, I'm going to probably start knitting the baby a wardrobe tonight.
This thing, man, 5 years ago, you were a scrawny little sophomore running away from responsibility. Now look at you, man. You're married.
Looking about to have a baby. Congratulations.
Still scrawny.
Look, now, and not for long, because I'm going to gain as much weight as my wife pound for pound.
Oh, no, you don't want to make that promise.
Don't do it. By the end, Velma's feet were so swollen, I had to buy her a pair of clown shoes. No, and they was tight.
She's having my baby.
We know.
Yes, but what you don't know is that this beautiful woman has agreed to be my wife.
We're flying back from Japan for this.
Yes.
You promised me.
Yes.
Don't go cheap on me.
Baby, yes, I
Japan?
Yes. Konnichiwa offered me a job.
80 grand.
80 grand? Well, bye, Dwayne.
Well, Japan, it's so far away.
I know, Kimmy. But we could talk on the phone for 3 minutes for $9 million. I'll write you.
And visit. I mean, we'll come to Japan and y'all can come to Jamaica.
Now listen, shabby ranks. Now you're getting a gem. A precious gem. Now you better treat her right.
Amen.
Tell them.
So, did you tell your parents?
Well, our mothers are coming to help us pack in a few days, and, well, we haven't told them about the baby yet.
You know, and them, they want to deliver it.
So, what are you going to tell them?
When the baby turns 18. I'm glad you're here. I need your advice.
Well, you could start by giving Superfly his furniture back.
That's not fun.
I'm sorry.
Baby,
my day was a mess.
Really?
Well, I just met the faculty member of the Law Journal Board, and guess what? The man loves Clarence Thomas. He thinks he's a genius.
And your problem would be?
My sample article, baby. Clarence Thomas, he's just no Thurgood. It's a suicide mission.
Well, then, write about something else.
Well, if I change my topic, it's unprincipled, don't you think?
Not if you get what you want. Sweetie, I'm thinking about suing Dwayne Wayne.
Don't be so silly, little baby.
I fail to see the humor in this.
Oh, what is this about? That grammar boy idea that's gonna rock the sentence structure to its foundations?
No, it's not the grammar boy idea. It was my idea, you see? It was my idea. It was my.
You have gone crazy. You're talking about suing your best friend.
No, he's my ex-best friend. And this is about principle, something you're supposed to be big on.
Well, I am when it's a principle that counts. You're fighting out of greed.
You know, I tell you what. Why don't you just run back to your little pinhead law school friends, and you guys can have a good time arguing over contracts and tarts over cappuccino.
Tarts, Ortis, tarts! Tarts, or maybe you should go back to dating, because at least they don't talk back.
You know, now I know why I like kissing you so much. Because it's the only time that you
shit it! Well, now I know why I was dating you. I was doing research on the Stone Age. A little homo habilis.
Oh no, don't question my sexuality, baby.
Someone's in the kitchen with dime. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Chip!
Hey! Should I call you Richmond?
Oh,
he's my favorite son-in-law.
What a difference a dime makes, Mama.
Oh, darling, don't be so mean. We're just all so excited about this new opportunity.
Will there be anything else, Mrs. Gilbert?
No, Antonio, thank you so much. Just wait in the car, please. You better wear that uniform, sugar. All
or don't.
Well, we came all dressed to start packing.
No, but before we start packing, darling, let's do a toast to the kids.
All right.
Bring out the bubbly Marilyn.
Indeed.
Bring it up, girl. Coming up.
Mom, I can't have alcohol.
What do you mean?
I have something to tell you.
What's wrong, sugar? You born again?
No, but you're warm.
She's expecting.
Expecting what? You mean you're having a baby? You mean this thing is about to have an itty-bitty little thing? Oh, honey, oh, God, baby!
Oh, my good gracious. I mean, so soon?
Marion, they've been married for a year now.
I don't mean soon for them, soon for me. Am I ready to become a grandma?
Well, you might as well get out the mirror, darling, and get on the bus, Gus. You're about to be a nana.
That's right. The two of you are going to be the sexiest grandmothers ever.
That is so true. Mm. So true. But my darling little girl, oh, you're going to be a mommy.
That's right. So, mommy, you know what? You have to sit down and rest yourself, darling. You're going to need all the rest you can get.
That is the attitude. That is the express train to a flabby bottom.
Well, what you want the girl to have, flat feet?
Listen to me. Louise Sojay's daughter gained 90 pounds during her pregnancy. It took two Polaroids to get one snapshot of that child. So you get up and get out of this chair.
Okay, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to call Reverend Newton and let him know there's going to be a new member of the congregation.
Well, why? Is he coming to Tokyo?
Oh. Are you saying you're not going to delay the trip?
Or cancel that sucker?
No.
Wait a minute. I am not about to have my first grandbaby born in a room with rice paper walls.
Mom! Japan is one of the most scientifically advanced countries in the world. Don't worry.
Yes, sugar, but it's so far away.
And we will miss the baby's first steps.
And his first birthday.
And her christening.
And who's going to babysit the little sucker?
They have babysitters in Japan.
I don't trust those people. They might steal a baby or feed it seaweed or something.
And please tell me, what sense will my baby granddaughter, Tiffany, have of her African-American roots?
Hello, I love that name, Taniqua.
Tiffany, no, Taniqua.
Ladies, it's not going to be Taniqua or Tiffany or none of that. It's going to be a name chosen by me and my wife.
Right, Pookie. Mm. The ladies do have a point, though. We were so hasty in our decision.
Whitley, we went over this. We're going.
Let the child speak. You're not going.
You are not going.
You're not going to tell us what to do
and
this
And you're
time.
Not going to tell me what I'm not going to tell you.
You see, Mom. I am the mother of the mother. I am the mother of all mothers.
You are not going to Japan to have this baby.
Well, first of all, you're not mama.
Wait, mother. I was in labor with you.
Was it something we said?
Tonight at 8.
Baby,
I'm sick and tired of everybody. Blah, 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 blah.
I hear you. Take it easy.
Gosh. I don't have a job. I'm leaving everything and everyone I know. And I'm sitting here sharing my most intimate problems with you.
It's not the first time, Whitley. You and I used to talk occasionally.
Yeah.
But this should be the happiest time of your life now. You're having a baby.
So overwhelming, Ron. Mm. It's incredible, though. I mean, if you think about it right now, sitting right here with us, there's a little life inside of there. And ooh. I don't know who it is, but I love this person. Mm. I just wish I was sure about other things in my life.
Oh, Whitley, you two are going to be okay. You have each other. And Dwayne is your best friend.
He's your best friend, too. And he hasn't said this to me, but I know he misses you terribly, Ron.
Can I get you something to eat?
Don't you change the subject on me, boy. But while you're in there, I'd like a short stack, some hush puppies, some extra butter, grits, some biscuits, and a Diet Cola.
All right. I have somebody bringing food with me.
That's your best friend.
Whitley, please stay out of it. That's between me and him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to talk about this subject either.
Whitley.
Forgive me, your husband is mine, okay, Mr. Asshole.
I'm sorry about early. Everything is just starting to get to me, all right, babe?
Well, you have to bear with me, Dwayne, okay? Because I'm scared. I don't know any Japanese.
Okay, sweetie. I'm scared, too. Okay? But my father always told me, when things get too comfortable, when they get too safe, it's time to move on.
He wasn't trained to be a bus driver. He was a musician. And when I came along, he gave all that up so he could be there for me and Moms. And he never complained. He said he had a safe job. This isn't about 80 grand a year, sweetie. This is about going one step further.
You just remember that Ron's idea helped you make that step, Twain.
Now, where are the kids?
Woodson, did you see the view from the dining room? It's so special, the view. Go look at the view.
Adele, what the hell is going on?
See, that's what I mean, Woodchuck. Always accentuate the negative. Where's the trust in this relationship? Huh?
Maybe it's at the bottom of this bottle.
Give me some more.
Hey, Dad!
Father Wayne, will you hear my confession, please?
What is going on around here?
Dad, we wanted to tell you face to face. Whitley's gonna have a baby.
I'm gonna be a grandfather.
That's what I said.
Did you hear that, Adele?
Uh-huh.
This is the proudest day of my life.
This is indeed a very auspicious occasion.
Very, very suspicious.
Mr. Gaines 4 days ago, when they were sober.
Oh, yeah. I composed this little ditty, and it's about the princess and four eyes. And it goes a little something like this. It was 4 years ago at Hillman, a skinny boy fell in love with an upscale gal. When your heart's on fire,
hey, careful. I might club you and drag you down the stairs.
I made the law journal today.
Really?
Yes.
Congratulations, sweetie. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
And I didn't have to compromise my principles or anything. And you're the first person I wanted to tell. I don't know why, though.
Maybe because I'm cute.
Would you please stop all this silliness and come with me to Duane and Whitley's farewell party?
Rain check, baby.
Ron, they're gonna leave tomorrow.
Freddie, he's not my friend.
Honey, he just said that stuff to you because he was angry. I mean, what about what you said to me, huh? The only reason you like kissing me is because it's the only time I'm quiet. And you're kidding. Ron. Ron! Don't be so mean! I can't believe you!
Have a good time.
I don't want to leave you here, baby.
Come on, baby. You just go, you have a good time, and you tell me all about it when you get back. Yes, my girl.
Man, I watched you grow from a boy to a man, and I want you to know I'm proud of you. Yeah, I never expected to end up with Whitley.
None of us did.
But I'm so glad that you two found each other. And I can't wait to have your child in my class in the year,
2014!
Wait. I've always had female teachers, and most of them are white. But being in your classroom was the first time I saw what I could become.
Well, I'd like to say something. I met Whitley's things before I met her. My freshman year, I walked into our room, and I found her chintz easy chair and her monogram toothbrush. I knew right then that we would never be friends. Aww. But I've never been so wrong in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You have helped me through a lot. I really appreciate it. Not only do you have a princess attitude, you have a princess heart. Thank you.
My brother, my sister, I'm not just talking for myself.
myself because, oh, Dwayne, man, you know what I'm doing, and I don't make me go there. Sister, it's too much. I'm not centered.
Oh, very touching. Inarticulate, but very touching.
6 years, and I feel like I grew up here. I never knew that one place could mean so much to a person. You go outside into that cold, ugly world, and you have a place to come back where people say, we love you, and you're all right. Mr. Gaines, mm-hmm. You fed me?
Yes, I did.
And shared your wisdom?
Oh.
Whatever I could understand of it. Colonel Taylor, you taught me that, hey, I can learn anything. Hey. Ready, La? You challenged my world views and let me see that I was right all along. Kimmy, you taught me about friendship. Dwayne, you taught me about love. And I'll never forget any of you.
I'm going with you, baby.
We'll never forget any of you. Hillman will always be in our hearts forever.
Bravo.
I think we should thank our moms for putting this together. They may be drunk and crazy, but their hearts are in the right place.
I'd like to thank my students for teaching me more than I could ever teach them.
Well, actually, you won't.
Some friends couldn't make it. Some people who taught me not to take life so seriously. Some people who taught me about brotherhood. People like Ron Johnson. I came to Hillman as an only child, and now I'm leaving with a whole lot of brothers and a whole lot of sisters. And a lot of fathers, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being my family.
Father, we come to the end of the road. Still I can't let go. In some natural, you belong to me. I belong to you.
Y'all, you're gonna miss your flight.
Oh, I can't take it.
Come on. It's time.
I can't take it. Look,
save some of them tears for the airport, girl.
Jimmy, bye.
Wait.
I'll wait for you in the car.
Freddie told me about your toast last night. I should have been there.
I wish you had, man. Hey, listen, about this idea. I was tripping. I saw all that gold, all that money. It was your idea. You deserve half the money, boy.
But you put the game together, and you presented it
no,
to Kenichi.
But still,
I could have never done that.
You came up with half the idea. I have to send you half the money.
No,
it's only fair.
Dwayne, put it towards little Ron or Rhonda's college education plan. I made this for the baby.
You didn't make this. You bought this, man.
Just tell Whitley I made it, huh?
You know, it would make me proud if you would be the godfather to my child.
I got you back.
All right.
Dwayne.
Hey, man, y'all better jet. Come on.
I guess we better jet. Take care of yourself, brother.
Take care, brother.
You be a good boy, Rinaldus.
I miss you, baby.
You ready to go, baby?
Off to a different world.